Fiji is facing an HIV crisis. The number of cases has more than tripled in the past 6 years. The Uniting Church in Australia is working with local health agencies. Alice Salomon is head of advocacy. She's just back from the capital, Suva. Alice, welcome. Just how serious is the problem?
It's the fastest growing rate of HIV infection in the world in Fiji. So we have seen a doubling of infection rates, and it's predicted to hit about 25,000 over the next 4 years if nothing is done.
25,000. This is a country with fewer than a million residents.
That's right. Yeah. So it's a really significant proportion of people who are going to be impacted by this.
Yeah. What's driving the increased rate of HIV in Fiji?
So the biggest driver of HIV infection is amongst the community of people who inject drugs. So we're seeing nearly half of the rates of infection coming from people who inject drugs.
Mm. I mean, what sort of drugs are we talking about?
Methamphetamine is the most common drug that's being used in Fiji. Just to be clear, injecting drugs in and of itself or using drugs doesn't actually lead to HIV infection. It's the sharing of syringes that's really the problem right now, a scarcity of syringes that's leading to the increase in HIV.
There is a social taboo, though, against using drugs in Fiji and in many places of the world. I mean, we're not minimising the dangers of the use of the drugs, though.
We see that stigma as a worldwide issue. It's certainly the reason that the Uniting Church and Uniting New South Wales ACT have been really active in the space of harm reduction. So we see the stigma around drug use really driving a lack of access to the kinds of services that save lives.
Right. But the aim is not to make drug use acceptable, though, in places like Fiji. The aim is to stem HIV infection.
That's right. We want to have a look at what are the strategies and the harm reduction strategies that really work in reducing HIV infection rates. We can see what's happening in Fiji is tied to injecting drug use. Introducing services like needle syringe programs can really help stem the tide of infection.
Tell me about this process whereby drugs are reinjected or blood is reinjected. This seems unbelievably risky, something that I had never heard of, but it seems to be the driver of this.
So this is really interesting, this concept of Bluetoothing, which I hadn't heard of before, and it's gotten a lot of coverage in the media. So the concept of Bluetoothing is taking the blood of somebody who's recently injected drugs and using that to inject drugs yourself. What's really interesting, Kirby did a rapid study about the patterns of injecting drug
use.
This
is the Kirby Institute.
Right. They found no cases of this process of Bluetoothing. And that probably tracks as accurate because it wouldn't work. Taking the blood of someone who's injected drugs wouldn't lead you to experience the effect of the drug. So we think this is something that maybe has been reported or maybe been heard of, but has been really latched onto because it's the most kind of dramatic way of talking about what's happening. What's really leading to the spike in HIV infection is the scarcity of clean injecting equipment in Fiji.
What's the solution to that? Because the government in Fiji, obviously very concerned about the spread of HIV, but once again, going back to the social mores of the country, I don't imagine they would be keen to encourage or validate this use. So what's the solution?
This is a complex issue. We can see in Fiji there is a lot of stigma around people who are injecting drugs. And so part of the challenge really is about how does a country introduce a harm reduction program that will lead to the containing of the HIV infection rates that's happening, but in a way that is in step with the community. And that is part of the reason why we were there as the Uniting Church, is to engage in that conversation with faith leaders. About 98% of Fiji belong to a faith organisation. Uniting Church is partnered with the Fijian Methodist Church. And so we were there to have a conversation with faith leaders about the real need to save lives and how programs that are harm reduction focused, like needle syringe programs, can do that, and how we grappled with that as a faith organisation.
Yeah. What role do the religious leaders in Fiji, and as you say, it's a 98%, it was not a 98% Christian country, but it's a 98% country of faith. What do you envisage their role would be?
So the evidence shows that if you use needle syringe programs, you can contain HIV outbreaks. We know that from our experience in Australia, which we introduced needle syringe programs in 1987. We have the lowest rates of HIV infection in the world among the people who inject drugs. So the evidence and the science is there. Really, the conversation needs to be with communities about why these programs are important and how they work. And so faith leaders play a really critical role in being able to engage with their communities, but also to be able to support the theological understanding of why do we do these harm reduction services? Why are these important? Why is saving lives important? We certainly had to go through that wrestle ourselves. Where do we stand on the issue of drugs as a church, and where do we stand on the issue of harm reduction, and what are our kind of theological underpinnings for that? And that's really the role faith leaders can play, as being super connected to their communities, having that kind of moral authority and being able to look pragmatically across what the epidemic is actually showing up as in Fiji.
Yeah, but if faith leaders indicated a willingness to advise people to use clean syringes, or is their preference to say don't use?
The conversations that we were having with people across the faith communities were really around not being an either or. So you can hold that you would prefer that people weren't injecting drugs, and you can support pathways to treatment and those kind of things, whilst also dealing with the problem that's right in front of you, which is this rapidly increasing HIV infection. Our conversations have been really warm and pragmatic, I think, in the way that people have been wrestling through these two things. They're not mutually exclusive. You can actually take those steps to save lives. And I think, you know, what we've learnt from our experience in Australia is how important these harm reduction services are in bringing people who have been cast out into the shadows back into the light, back into connection with people. And that's something that faith leaders really see a role for themselves in.
Yeah, and that's a really important point, Alice. What happens to people who inject these drugs? What happens to them socially?
We can see across the world, but also in Fiji, that people who inject drugs are really on the margins of society. They're very much in the shadows. And we see the role of stigma and shame and fear really contributing to how people are driven away. Through that, people become disconnected from the sorts of services that can save lives. So a needle syringe program can bring people back into connection. They can experience what it's like to be welcomed into a space without judgment, and they can get really good information about how to inject drugs safely and in a way that isn't going to spread bloodborne viruses. That issue of stigma and shame is really been the biggest barrier to getting access to the sorts of harm reduction services that save lives.
Alice Salomon, she's the head of advocacy for Uniting. Thanks for being with us on the program, Alice.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're with me, Andrew West.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.